Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everybody. So glad to be with you and so very glad that it is Friday. Oh, my gosh, it has seemed like a long week. Well, anyway, we are here with you and very happy to be. So thank you for dropping into our show. Tonight, of course, is Rebel Card Night. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeehaw!
There it is. And I can't wait to see what each of you get as an oracle card for that. Now, I want to remind everybody again that we're using ordinary playing cards for the readers here this evening. So should not be confused with tarot, regular oracle cards, or any other system that's out there. Because these cards are, well, they stand on their own, basically. They're very literal. They are quite empowering and offer you the dynamic chance to improve your life before you even lived it, which is very insightful, as you will see, as we demonstrate through our callers and if we turn to Facebook, because we're short on callers, okay? Also, I will use a full 24-card layout for each of my readings, rather than just rifling through for 1, 2, 3 cards or however anybody else does it out there. I prefer to see the whole playing field, so to speak, which is the same layout that I use when I am giving one-on-one private sessions with others. Now, the thing to bear in mind, though, is in a private session, you're going to get many layouts where during the show, due to the time constraint that we're working under, it will only be one layout. And Jimbo is going to explain to you how to have a great phone call with us. Do you have one of these for me?
No, I didn't know that you, there's usually your eyes.
Yeah, I know, but I fix things up. So here you go.
I'm half a down. Welcome, everybody. I want to remind you this show is for informational and educational purposes only. I'd also like to remind all you folks out there in the various platforms that are with us, Blog Talk, Facebook, if you're international, at any time that you arrive upon the scene or we talk to you, let us know. We'll give you live international shout-outs. Like tonight, we shall start off with Laura, who's up our neighbor to the north in Canada, the Great White North, and we have Terry Sue, who's over in the land of the Ings. The English, yes.
Yeah, I wonder what that really means.
The English. All right, well, welcome anyway. International shout-outs, but we give it to you any time during the show that
Thank
you rock
you,
in.
Laura, yes.
515-602-9676, the number to call in. Get in the queue. It's better to be early than late, because late means you could lose. So when you call in, you'll hear a message that says you can listen to the show while you wait. Statement is true. I tested it out. If you ever hear silence at any time or any length of time that seems weird, hang up and call back. Typically, it's just a connection issue. So it should always be either music or show. One or the other. Facebookers touched on it briefly. If we have gaps in the calls, excuse me, we will turn to you folks. But we can't make any promises and predictions on that and times and all that. We'll give instructions if that situation arises. And it might, but it might not. I will say on Wednesday, alternate Wednesday, we didn't get a lot of Facebook takers on the alternate Wednesday.
Well, maybe they don't have questions.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. But when they come in on the other day and ask for questions and feel sadness, don't feel sadness. Wednesday was a day to come.
Don't tell us that we skipped you.
Yeah, or, oh, I really got to get one in. Please, please. It's like, well, here's the deal. Anybody, anywhere, can at any time can arrange for a private reading on Deborah's psychiclovedoctor.com website. So that is a method, too. But if you want the freebie, you got to wait till that situation arises. All right? That's the name of that tune. Tonight is Friday. Indeed, it is. So when you hear the rebel yell, a couple things there real quick. First, the big one is your reading is pretty much wrapping up there quickly. So please let it wrap up. It's not. I think it's halftime, and we got a long ways to go. We do not when you hear that sound. Second means you're getting a card before you depart, after your reading concludes, which will be shortly thereafter the sound. The card will be tonight a rebel card. It is only the night we do it on Friday, so the rebel card is not filled with glitter and rainbows, but the messages, there is a positiveness to it. So it's not going to, nobody's going to tell you look like a frog or anything like that. It's not like that. All right. So it's all good. Let's see. What else do we have today? Well, there was something I knew about and I already forgot today. Where is it? There was something very, very interesting today that I wanted to say it was. Maybe it wasn't today. Maybe it was yesterday and I missed it because we didn't do a show. That might be what it is. It is National Tartar Sauce Day. That's important if you like your fish and you like tartar sauce in your fish, because there's also Friday Fish Friday, so I guess those days go hand in hand. And National Almond Day, isn't that nice? I like almonds. They're good, you know. They are what they are.
When you drink the milk, I can't get it.
Oh, I love the milk. I don't know what you're trying to do.
They're asking what happened in Kansas City, and I was trying to put it in, and it keeps saying more than it needs to say.
You can Google it. It was just a couple of little punk gangbangers having a dispute, and when they have dispute, they don't care about spraying bullets. Yeah, they don't care about spraying bullets when they have a little. That's what it was. You got anything else, Deb? Real quick before I jump in feet first into the phone calls.
I don't think I do. I think everybody else is pretty much up on the news.
All right. And you know what? News is all over the internet. So, international shout out to Rachel in Australia on the other side of the world.
Yeah.
Welcome, Rachel, from Australia. All right, let's do it. Deb, 630 is going to be our first caller, and that caller is from Illinois.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome, 630.
I think we know who's calling. Hello.
How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm good.
I hope so.
Pump up the volume, Deb.
I did. It's as loud as it's going to get.
Then leave it there because those folks, that microphone's over there for Facebook. All right, go ahead. It's your show. It's your reading time. What you got cooking on, Lily?
Okay, wanted to tell you that it was last year you said that I was going to live on a dead-end street, which I do. Yeah. Then you said that I would make a friend in the same area, like either on the same street or in the same apartment complex.
Yeah.
And I've met, I don't know if they're exactly friends yet, but literally I saw your show and I go, you know what? I got to call Deborah and tell her that she said these things, and I'm like, I wonder what person she was talking about is going to be my friend. And I kid you not, my Ring doorbell was like, someone's at your door. And so I look out there, and one of my neighbors left me a little like black bag on my door, and it had like a smoky quartz crystal and a note, and was like, I'm so glad that you're here. And I'm like, wow, I literally was just going to call Deborah's show and tell her
Oh my God. That is awesome. A gift.
Yeah, she said, I'm glad that you're here. And it had a little note card in it. And it said, what does your soul want you to know today? And then when you turn it over, it said, allow yourself to embrace this magical world. It's filled with so much love. And it had a smoky quartz protection crystal in it.
I like that. Wow.
Yeah. Like where I'm at, I'm here because of the surgery or whatever. And so I'm here for a short time, like a camper. I'm not here for a long time. I'm here for a good time. But some of the people that live here, they just can't stand me. They're just so jealous and envious of the fact that I'm here. Because it was like an old
really?
Community.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, do they allow that? I mean, you know.
Well, she's there. They must allow
yeah.
it.
Well, I can live here because of my paperwork. I got approved, but it's not 55 and older anymore.
Oh. Well, they're going to have to just swing with it.
Yeah, tough shit. They can just suck it up, you know, and change their adult diapers if they don't like it.
Well, right. But, okay, so here's the thing. Like, I have that paranoia of, like, because I've caught, like, the same lady who's parked, like, in front of my apartment, which is a no parking zone, like, staring at me 3 weeks in a row. And so, you know, like, how I get the paranoid thing with the people following me. So my question tonight is, do you feel like I have anything to worry about living here, like as far as the neighbors or whatever? And when do you see me moving?
They're going to come as a posse with torches and run you
well,
and
no.
Cupid out of
the thing like, is like they're a bunch of, I call them busybody bitches because they don't have anything to do because they're all retired. And so like they literally will like call the police on people and like cause trouble. And I just don't want anybody causing trouble for me.
Love you.
So what is the question? I'm sorry.
Yeah, they're going to make trouble for her.
Do you think that they have or they will, or do you think I'll make it out alive?
Well, let me ask you. You're quiet, aren't you? Pretty quiet, you and the dog?
Yeah.
Yeah? And I would think...
I don't cause any problems.
If you were playing loud music, they could be cordial and knock on the door. And
I don't play loud music.
Yeah.
Nobody, I don't even turn my radio on when I pull in and out of the parking lot.
So what you are explaining and indicating to us is that ageism works the other way, too. It isn't
mm-hmm.
just about the elderly. It's about the younger crowd, too. When she's glaring
every
at you, why don't you wave at her and smile?
Every chance they get,
do?
they throw a dig in.
To your face?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, frankly, all I see in the cards is that he...
I couldn't hear you.
I don't know what his... There's a guy. There's a guy. Can you hear
yeah.
me?
Yeah, there's a guy.
There's a guy.
I know who that is.
He's unhappy, and he's, like, putting effort into trying to create trouble. And he talks about you to the others, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And there is a man and a woman that they look like they're together or they live very close together. And they would like to really get you pissed off so you move. Okay, so don't. They don't own the place. You know, when you run into people like that, sometimes best thing is to kill them with kindness. Be sweet, drippingly sweet. Like, oh, don't you look adorable in that moo-moo you're wearing today? Something like that, you know?
Yeah, that's a beautiful circus tent you have on today. You know, yep.
Well, but you don't see them being successful.
No.
Like, I'm going to move when I want to move.
they're not going to try and drive you out of the, you know, housing area. What I really feel is that they're trying to figure out if you're friendly, you know, if you are friendly. So I guess say hello, wave at them, you know, clean up after Cupid.
I always do.
Okay,
I always
good.
Do, but I know that they're, you know, looking to throw the knife in my back as soon as I turn around. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they don't know you. But and what? Jim?
What power do they? What can
they
do?
Have no power.
What can they do? What can they do?
Unless they tell the office that you're leaving doggy biscuits all over the place.
Yeah, well, I'm just
they
saying.
They already tried that. They already tried to do that. They already tried
yeah.
to do that.
And what happened?
Nothing, because they can accuse, they can be accusatory, but they have to have proof, which they don't have any. I carry
no.
Cupid in and out. He doesn't touch the floor in this place. So they can try, but it won't be successful.
Yeah, right. You can say, you know what, everybody's got a cell phone, show video then if that's true, and they won't
yeah.
have it. Right.
And that's being, I think what it is you're living amongst, like a retirement community, and they've got nothing better to do than spy on you, talk shit about you, you know. It's because they don't have anything going for themselves. It's sad because just imagine if they had a very full, you know, bunch of activities and all, they wouldn't be interested in what you're doing. And it's not like you're inviting a gang back from a bar, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning and you're all raising hell. So they don't have anything to complain about. And I don't feel hard that they have any power to do so either. So.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here's Jimbo.
Thank
here
you.
Is your rebel card, the rebel
sure.
card, the first of the night. It says, fuck, shit is about to get real.
That's not good.
And then it says, fuck, you need your people around you.
That isn't a good card for her.
I didn't select it, Deb. It was randomness. It doesn't necessarily have, remember, these. Any time we do cards, these oracle cards, these random ones, they don't have to be about anything at all that you asked about. It could be something that we know nothing about.
The trouble is, whenever somebody says it's going to get real, it always means something bad, something negative.
We don't know that. But in other words, if you prepare for the worst, then it won't seem so bad, whatever that worst
well,
is.
Deb would have to back that up. What's about to get real?
We don't know. I just pull a single card, so you got to take that and figure out anything else that could possibly be going in your life or coming up in your life.
Well, and maybe the management is going to spank them hard and say, leave her alone. She's doing just fine over there.
So
no.
just
okay.
Just you just file that little rebel card in the back of your mind and just
you have a ring doorbell,
know.
Right?
Yeah, she said that.
Yeah,
she said that, which is a ring doorbell,
okay, so
a friend thing.
You would never have any videotape of something, you know, creepy or twisted going on. You know, people come into the house with drugs and
oh no
and
no 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 nobody comes here.
Yeah.
No.
Maybe what the if things are going to get real means that you're going to get confronted. And, you know, I know you can hold your own. There's no doubt about that. So.
Or maybe things are going to get real for them.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
What is that?
It's my foot keeps hitting people.
Oh, I was wondering. We got to stop that, Ms. Deborah. I was wondering what was going on. All right, well, thank you anyway, baby. We appreciate you holding
thank
and
you.
Being caller number one.
Yeah, thank you, hon.
Yes.
When is your surgery?
They're going to do the biopsy next week, and
okay.
then I'll find out at the middle of March, I find out the date, but it should be very soon.
Well, it'll be nice when it's all behind you. You know what I mean?
Amen to that.
Yeah. So take care.
Okay.
All right, darling. Take care. Bye bye.
All right. Well, thank you. Again. Longer very much. All right, you ready, Deb? You ready? Let's keep on.
That's the sign of when people want to make trouble, is what she's going through. You know? And maybe they're very prejudicial there. So that's all I have to say about that.
That's all I got to say about that, like Forrest Gump said. All right. You ready? Let's do this.
Ring it.
We're going to go to country code 44. We're talking to England, the land of the Ings. Welcome, my friend.
Hello.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, yes, of course. Very nice to have you. What can we do for you, hon?
Good national shout out.
Thank you.
Your name again, I'm sorry.
Reading, please.
Deep.
But Deep, yes. Yes,
yeah,
welcome back,
Deep. What would you Deep. Like to know,
Deep? Can I get a general reading, please, if that's okay?
Well, I'll do my best, but frankly, I don't have
He's called
enough.
A couple times.
I'll give it my best shot here.
Called a couple times. There was some relationship thing going on. I don't remember what it was last time specifically. And a son that he hasn't seen for a long time. Is that the one or is that a different person?
That's right. Yes, it's the same person. You could tell me about my son if you pick up anything.
Okay, I
sure.
certainly will.
There you go. And if she sees something else, and that goes for anybody who gets a reading, she'll bring it up.
Something that seems important.
Some things will stand out that might have nothing to do with what question you asked. Sometimes
see,
they jump right out.
Choice and change helps to make your life like on a different path.
Indeed.
Yeah, because knowing, say, in advance that your identity was going to get stolen or your bank account would get hacked. And Deep, I'm not saying that about you. I'm just saying in general, if you know that, you can change that perception for the future by watching, say, your bank account and keeping your identity from being stolen. Okay, I'm still
right.
laying your
cards. Yes, cards are going down. So, yeah, that is a true statement. And we appreciate you calling and holding, Deep. And we know that you are a long ways away, and it takes an extraordinary effort from where you are because it's late at night and it's in another continent. All right, here we go. Here we cards are down.
Yeah, here's what I have for you, hon. I feel that the next few months you're going to find yourself on an upswing that is very positive. You have around you, there's a male friend of yours who really cares very deeply for you. Before you Deep.
Yes.
Yes.
Bada bing.
He's going to figure in an important way in the over the course of, say, the next few weeks, 2 months. And this is somebody that I feel his loyalty to you as a friend is beyond reproach, really. He's an amazing, amazing friend. Your son comes through, and, you know, it's just going to take him time. Your cards are reconfirming from your last reading that it's going to take some time for him to really turn around, but he will. And I believe I said last time, your son is going to surprise you once he is grown. I see a fantastic future ahead for him. And sometimes kids, it's as if their brain power is ahead of their development. So he's in a bit of a struggle inside of himself. But I feel he's going to get that straightened out through maturity. And also, I see that you and your partner, it looks like what my perception is, the upswing for you will also involve a very nice, pleasant conversation regarding finances and a purchase that is something seen that I feel the both of you would like. And I get from your cards that, yes, you can afford this. So when the time comes and you engage in a conversation along those lines, please know that this will not break the bank for you both. it will be something very lovely for the two of you to share. So you have very nice cards today. And just stay close to your son. I don't care if he doesn't answer. Well, it's running right under my feet. I don't care if he doesn't answer you, respond to you, thank you, whatever you have to, as his, excuse me, as his father. It really is your responsibility to let that boy know he's always got you in his corner, okay? And now Jim has Jim's got something for you.
Stand by before we go. I have a rebel card for you. Subject says some good shit is about to happen, but it also says don't let your issues fuck it up. So something's good is going to happen, but sometimes we can be our own worst enemy when something is
threatened.
Yeah,
the rebel
that's
deck.
All.
It speaks just plainly.
Yeah, we mentioned at the beginning of the show, and he was listening, that Fridays is a unique deck we use. There's no sugar coating. It has lots of foul language, but it's got a message. So thank you very much. We appreciate you holding deep.
So
calling us from afar.
You've got some wonderful days ahead. Okay.
Sure, yeah, and keep on calling as long as you can afford it.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, hon.
Sure.
Good to hear from you.
Thank you, John.
Yeah. Night. Goodbye.
Night.
Have a good weekend. Well, your Saturday is already upon you. You know, it's middle of the night.
So.
Oh, no, there's no thinking.
Five hours ahead, aren't
they? Yeah, that would be Saturday very early, just a little past.
You know who's
almost
missing?
Half past. I don't know.
Suzanne
who's listening.
Tonight.
What?
Suzanne is missing.
Suzanne.
The toilet girl.
Well, sometimes she doesn't show up till halfway through the show, Deb. Don't count her out. Don't count her out. She could be taking care of business right now in the toilet.
They wanted to know, did you answer about
what? Area code 520. We're going to 520. Olisa.
Hey, you
I'm
guys.
Chat room, Deb. Don't sweat it.
Hello there.
Hello.
How are you? How are you doing?
God, I'm so busy. My girlfriend has me running ragged. We went out this morning. We did it up, going to art show, lunch, and then what else did we do? Okay. Now I'm back here getting ready so I can go pick her up so we can go out again tonight. And then let's see what tomorrow. We have it all wound up with lots of stuff going out all day. And then at night we got a Mardi Gras thing. And then Sunday in the morning we're going to Neighborhood Coffee hosted by a gentleman.
Wow.
And then at night, in the afternoon, there's a group that I just adore that's playing. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, my tail feathers are dragging.
Yeah, but I think this is a good kind of exertion. You know, it's very social, a lot of positive energy around this. So remember, for the longest time, you kept talking about how exhausted you were, but it seemed to be emotionally exhausted. Now my feeling is that it's more physical because you're out there dancing and running around, and I think that's a good thing. Very good.
It's
so
like
now,
emotional. It's emotional in the way of, you know, this next door entity type shit.
Tell us, what's the update?
There's nothing. There's no contact, nothing. Nothing. He went to that coffee in the morning, that Tammy woman, and, you know, that was my girlfriend, and now I guess they're hanging out. I mean, she does have a significant other. And anyway, my girlfriend and I went to, you know, do our own thing, and there ain't nothing happening.
So
there,
are you, for me to be clear, he went to coffee with Tammy?
No. Tammy and her significant other host a neighborhood coffee in their house.
Oh.
And they've been doing that for, over a year, I think. And I introduced him to her significant other a long time ago. And she was my girlfriend. And then all of a sudden, I don't know, she has, I mean, there's a lot of stuff. I've been talking about it. She, you know, came over when I wasn't here, and I got in her face about it. I wasn't angry. I just said, you came to our house, and I wasn't there. And she said, oh, yeah, I came over because I was making, I was dropping something off, and, yeah, I thought we'd all have pizza together. And I said, well, whatever. And then, but now they've been, you know, they're free to, for each other. They're comfortable in picking up the phone, talking to each other whenever they want. And I told them, you leave my girlfriends alone. You took, you know, Tammy away. Well, she was not available unless she wanted to be, and she guess she is available. So I said, I don't want that replaying with my other girlfriends. I said, you leave it alone. And we haven't talked. Okay. He did talk to me, though, the other day. He chewed my, he chewed me a new asshole.
Really?
Well, he told me, what did he tell me? He talked in a real roundabout way. It was on the phone. And I said, you know, I don't want bad energy between us. And he said, you believe what you want to believe. You're, you know, making things up and blah, blah, blah. And he said that we would get together. Oh, when did we say that? Tuesday or something? He said when his calendar cleared up because he had a lot of car appointments. Domestic stuff he had to take care of. And, but we haven't, you know, I've been keeping myself very busy and I haven't talked to him. I haven't called him. I'm not going to. He has to call me if he's going to call. And right now I'm getting ready to leave again.
Well, you made it clear not to enter your own stomping grounds.
Yeah, the dance thing, that's been big, you know, where he keeps asking, like, my girlfriend in front of me, or he'll, you know, the flight consultant will give him reports, and he keeps asking me to go, and I keep saying, no, 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 I need my own space, and he keeps pressuring.
Okay, he's angry. You've got him really fiery over all of this, and one thing to take a moment to look at is by your refusal for him to come out, there's a subtext to that, which is basically that your feelings for him aren't that strong. All right. Because remember, we talked the other night, he has not made any effort to take your relationship to a you know, a higher level. I mean, my God, you may as well join the convent after what's been going on a year and a half. Or
who's counting? Who's counting?
Counting.
Convent. Yeah. I said, who's counting? You said the year and a half. Come on, Deb.
Well,
drink some more.
You and I are just, it's hanging between my feet.
How about keeping your feet still, then you don't have to worry about that.
Anyways, Lisa, he's mad, and this is something he does. Now, if you were in a long-term relationship right now, this is going to be his knee-jerk response when he can't get
what?
It's going to instantly go to this as his defensive posture. When he doesn't get his way, he's going to pout.
He's going to pout like a little bitch.
He'll ignore you. He's going to totally act like 180 out from the man that you think he is.
International shout out to Suzanne in Scotland, the land of the Scots.
Yes. And I just
I told him it's necessary for me to have this playtime by myself. I don't say playtime, but because I said, I need to get away from you. I need to stop thinking about you. I need my own playtime. I need it. I need it so badly. And I don't need you there. I said, go make your own fun. I found this when I moved here, you were going out a lot and I was here rotting, and I had to create my own sun. And he has said you've become a social butterfly. But you know, it is what
he makes it sound like it's a bad thing, but you know what? He should just quit pouting, go do his thing, and then you guys can do your thing other times. But this shutting you out pouting thing, that's very juvenile.
It's very, very,
very juvenile.
Immature.
Yeah, very juvenile.
On his part. And I'm going to tell you, into a relationship that has a commitment on it, you could just imagine this like a volume dial, you know, turned all the way up to 10. It'll go on for days. And he's got to get, you know, stop that. But what's here that I see is that he's absolutely convinced you want to go out there solo because there's a man involved.
No,
that's called paranoia.
Right now,
and it will destroy you.
Paranoia will destroy you, right?
Yeah.
The kinks.
And right at this point, I just wish I could meet another man because I'm sick to pieces about this shit. I'm so exhausted with it.
He doesn't realize he's ruining the good thing the two of you share.
Maybe that's what he does. He's a wrecker.
Yeah, maybe that's why he seems like he's alone.
Because he wrecks things.
Mm-hmm. I would love to find out what that ex-girlfriend would have to say.
True.
Too bad people don't have resumes.
There are two different, there are two sides to every story. And
there
you'll always
sides,
say,
yeah.
Typically the
Actually,
truth lies in the middle, they say. Yep. But,
no, there's three sides. There's
What's the other
truth,
side?
The truth, and then my side, and then his side.
Well, yeah, I got you. I always say that, too. Yeah.
But, well, you know, it just would not be fun with him there because I would be arms at my side, standing straight still. I wouldn't feel the freedom to do myself.
Yeah, you wouldn't even want to
yeah.
be there. You wouldn't even want to be there. You'd want to leave.
He's
right.
Essentially getting you ready for another man. And it's here in your cards.
Is it a mighty good man?
Oh, a mighty
man. What a man, what a man, what a man, what a mighty good man.
I love that. His experience of this relationship that has all kinds of flaws in it. There's holes, like Swiss cheese.
Is that salt and pepper who's saying that?
I think
it's salt and pepper.
So.
Anyway, back to the reading. I'm sorry.
You're going to realize what you really want. What you're not getting from this man. Yeah. That's all that stuff works.
Did he have a good time at the coffee? Did he have a good time at the coffee this morning?
You didn't go?
No.
Okay.
I
missed that.
With my all morning and afternoon. I just got back. We went to another town and we kicked our heels up. Had a good time.
I got to tell you, that girl... The one that you refer to as a good friend with a, she's got her own boyfriend. She's not a friend. She is not
no,
your friend.
No, I don't think she's my friend anymore. I don't think she's my friend.
She's your Judas, if you want to look at it that way.
No, I would never do what she's doing. I would never do that.
Well.
I would never, yeah.
Some people call it she's a snake in the grass, and I wouldn't trust her from here to the door in this studio because I think she's after him and maybe looking just for a playmate for their, you know, their subculture of swinging, whatever it might be, and she'd just as soon steal him right away from you as I mean, she doesn't care about you, so...
She's a frenemy.
That's what she is, a frenemy.
Frenemy.
So did he tell her that we're on the outs?
No, I don't think so. Remember, you know, remember, guys aren't stupid. I mean, they act stupid, but he can sense from her vibe what she's after. I mean, she showed up and said, oh, we can all have pizza. That was being very shady and sneaky.
I would never do that. And if someone came up to me, some woman came up and said, you were at my place without me there, I would say, okay, this is a yellow tape zone. Yeah, got to stay out of it.
Like a crime scene.
Yeah, stay out of that. That's a
boundary. Stay out of that. Do not cross police line.
So he had a good time this morning at the coffee?
Well, he comes through as being very careful with her because he doesn't know what she'll report back to you. You know, you're like in a little hotbed of gossip mongers.
No, I'm sick of it.
Sick. Nobody likes that crap except fellow gossipers. You know,
to the big city where nobody wants to know anybody else.
Big
you know?
City. Big
yeah, right.
City. Nice.
But he does not want her to know that. You know, he doesn't want her to know anything personal about your relationship.
Good, because I told him not to say anything. I said you stop that gossip.
Good.
Yeah.
I will say I can't speak for this individual, but your average guy doesn't share much about his personal relationships with other people typically, except maybe family members. But usually another friend, female or male, they're like, I'm not going to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it type of stuff. Your typical guy. He's not a typical guy, though, so I don't know. Deb knows. I don't.
So
she
he had a good time without me, though, right?
It was just a time. I wouldn't call it good or bad. But for him not to include you, doesn't that speak volumes to
it's
you?
It's not up to him. That's my friend, and that's my stomping ground that I created for myself. I introduced him to that arena. I can come and go. In fact, we're going to go. My girlfriend and I are going on Tuesday.
To? Where are you going?
To the coffee on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. To the coffee.
Yeah. That must be some delicious frickin' coffee, I'll tell you, man. That must be some shit.
How many people show up? Is that house full?
That coffee better have some shit in it. Not shit, but, you know, like some stuff.
They're brought in by machine guns and offloaded by army trucks.
I bet.
It's
better have some,
better
be some Irish coffee with a little extra in it. Speaking of Irish International, shout out to Catherine, we have two, but we also have one in Ireland.
Oh,
international shout out. Thank
Irish
you.
Irish coffee. Ooh.
Yes, indeedy.
Yeah.
Won't be long. Next month is the old St. Paddy's Day.
They don't have any corned beef. My mother always made corned beef, Irish soda bread. I love corned beef in the coffee.
Yeah, it'll be going on sale in a few weeks here. It'll be going on sale, and we're going to buy it up. We always buy in one extra, throw it in the freezer, because it only goes on sale like that maybe twice a year at the most here.
I know.
Corned beef is
I love
very, very good. It's great. Corned beef and cabbage, so yummy.
I love it. Potatoes, carrots, onions. Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's my favorite, too.
Put all that stuff in a crock pot. It's so very
cabbage.
Yummy.
Yeah,
not really sure about the rutabagas in there.
But that's the thing. That's, you know what, though? I will say I'm not a big fan of the rutabagas. They are good in pasties.
Oh, they are very, very
traditional.
Yeah,
that's very traditional. That's such an English thing.
It's kind of like a pot pie.
It's almost like a very old version of a Hot Pocket from way back in the day. Very good. You English folks make some good stuff.
Oh, gosh. Now
love
we have to go.
Pasties.
Where did we see them? We're going to have to go
I've never
them.
Seen them around here, ever.
I thought we saw them.
I have never seen them. No, you can make them. They're not that hard to make. And they're like, you only need...
Yeah, go ahead.
You only need, like, four ingredients, you know, so, yeah.
All
right, go ahead, then.
The patty cake shop used to make those.
I've never heard of the patty cake shop.
Back home.
Patty cake
shop. Oh, well,
home.
Yeah, up in Minnesota. Yeah, I'm talking here, though, yeah.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Go ahead. Back to Lisa. We're screwing Lisa over on her reading. So what do you got, Deb? Any rap, final thoughts, Deb?
I have a little something for you here.
A little something.
If Lisa's still there.
She is here. She didn't die.
Okay. The two gay fellows.
Oh, your buddies.
They both are coming through as face cards of the diamond suit. But I'm going to tell you, one of them is less gay than the other.
Okay.
You know, right. I have started to wonder.
Yeah.
One of them must have been a little friendly. So one of them must have been warming up to her a little bit more than normal, I guess.
One kind of swings both ways. Yeah.
I have started to wonder.
I
love it.
And I'm going to tell you right now, and this should be a nice compliment to you, that one would jump your bones in a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah. He's not my cup of tea. You know, he's nice and all that jazz, but no, not another gay person. Thank you very much.
Elvis, you know, that's
still in the building.
That's what I wonder about. Well, men, we already know they're slutty, but I mean about women. How can so many just jump in the sack with any old guy? I mean, doesn't there have to be something there?
Well, no, do you say it's any old guy like they just ran into somebody and banged them?
They do.
They just run into them. Boom, oh, hi, stranger, let's fuck. No, they at least spend an evening together. They know their name. They've developed some kind of attraction. It's not that random, for God's sake.
Yeah, but remember, Virgil used to educate us all.
Oh, that's an education. We can do without a lot.
He would say, you spend a couple hours with them, you ply them with drinks. Next thing you know, you're in their knickers. And maybe for him, that's how it works. But don't any of these women have a standard? I mean, if you're going to give it so freely, you may as well charge. And you know what? My mother said that to me.
Oh, you might as well be a hoa?
Well, she said if all these women are going to have such loose underwear, that's what she called it, she said they should at least make some money at it.
The loose knickers.
And also, can you get out of the police chief?
Yeah, I'm pointing to this.
Yeah. Well, you are going to accelerate your social life the more you go to these dance halls or whatever you want to call it, these bars, the more friends you're going to gather. And I really feel this. Okay, when I first started at the office, this is a parallel for you. When I first started at the office of mine, I did not know my husband was sick yet. As he got sick and I got more involved at the office, my colleagues there.
I'm so sorry. That's horrible.
And as he got sick, I knew I was amongst these amazing practitioners because he was going to die. I knew that. And he wasn't even through all the tears of chemotherapy. At the time, they had like four. And every tear that went through, those ladies would like circle their wagons and be there for me. But I just knew for you, what's happening here is you're developing this accelerated social life because it is going to lead you into a real relationship with a really.
Thank you, Jesus. Preach it, Deb.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hey, holy praise the Lord.
I'm so sick of this drama. One drama after another here. Oh, God.
But
I just want a normal
interaction. Sure. And you could have perused the internet, gone to every dating website. You know,
that would be 50 times worse.
And the thing is, though, you're desperate. Grief-stricken, not desperate. But now you're ready to find the one. And I know you're gonna walk right into that guy. And when it happens, you're going to know. And you know what? Don't feel bad for the neighbor. He caused this to happen. He's a catalyst in this for you.
He's broken.
Yeah, and you can't fix that man.
His brain is broken.
Well, I'm sorry. I mean, I do care a lot.
You didn't break it. It's not your fault. You didn't break it. You have nothing to be sorry about.
The only way
you came into your life a broken man. There's nothing. You can't mend that brain.
The only way I can survive is going out with my girlfriend. She's a widow, too. So, yeah, we both go out.
Initially, you would decline. I remember. You'd say, well, so-and-so... And then you went by yourself, which I thought was pretty courageous. What?
International shout out to Jeanette in Canada. I was belated, very belated. I apologize.
Yeah.
She's our neighbor to
the
north.
I've always believed by going out by yourself. And, you know, when my girlfriend and I go out, we're not doing it to help. We fan out. We have fun. We laugh. People want to hang around us. You know, and we don't drink either.
Don't drink. What do you do now?
Out here, home to the largest naval base in the world, a woman out in a bar alone is wearing a sign. And you'd at least take a girlfriend, a good male friend with you, somebody. But if you're sitting there alone, you're available for this community. Yeah.
Well, typically, I knew people there, though, and so I was going by myself. Or, no, you're right. There were dudes that came up and stood right close next to me, shoulder to shoulder, because they thought I was, I'll take this chick home, you know, because I was boogieing and dancing, having a great time. And no, I wasn't interested.
I am bragging about it.
It's not something to brag about.
I wrote about those people for 12 years. Jim says I'm bragging.
Yeah, so she, when you say it, when you live in, you say
we
it like every show.
5 miles of the, yeah.
We do, okay.
We've
stated that 15,000 times, yes.
And I'll tell you what, I earned a lot of money and won journalism awards for writing about the military community here. So, yeah, I've kind of learned how to not pull strings, but pull ropes as far as relationships go and marriage here and all that blah, blah. So,
you know, I think the military, I think
go ahead.
A little threat because one of us heard, I was told, that the military was 86th from us because they were saying that somebody put a roofie in there. Drink, which would never happen, but I've seen the military, and those guys climb on bars, they swing from the rooftops. They're not to be messed with.
They even have signs out here: dogs and sailors keep off the grass.
They did have that in the 70s. Yes, in the 60s. Yeah, that was in the 70s and the 60s. Deb.
Why is this upsetting you?
Because you make it sound like you've seen that sign. You've never seen one in your entire. Where? Tell me where. Give me the address.
Daryl and I took pictures
of
it in Virginia Beach.
Yeah.
Okay, Jim is on a tangent tonight, so I think he's gotten his period. So let's all be gentle with him.
Well, you over-exaggerate everything. You know, believe it or not, it's not hatred here. It's not.
No, but those that come or live in places where they're so far removed, the military life is a strange way of living. You know, so I just bring it up because here the standard is different. Women alone are looking for whatever, dick.
Yeah.
They're looking for,
And I've been safe, you know, I parked my car by the door. I know a lot of people there. I may show up by myself, but, you know.
Yeah,
not,
you grew up in that community. You know it's a bunch of misfits. You know, they can't make a job in the real world, so they join the military so they can blow shit up and they can kill people, you know?
Yeah!
And a lot of them scrape paint and mop floors and can't blow up and kill people that are in the military.
No, but they're with the killers.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Go ahead, Jim.
All right, here's your rebel card. Subject is, you look like a shit show. You're a hot mess. Fact. Clean yourself up.
I love it.
Okay.
I read the cards that people that are on Facebook see me, I shuffle, cut, and then when it comes up, it comes up. It is what it is. That can be
it's okay.
Lot. Remember, they're rebel cards. Well, and it's kind of positive thing. It means, hey, get your shit together. Let's get going in your life. Get it going. You already are.
I hope you have a really good report for us tomorrow.
That's right. Tomorrow is Saturday.
I'd like to hear. Friday nights are usually kind of wild and crazy. Everybody's letting off steam. Saturday nights are a little bit more chill out in the bars. So.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I think we'll have a great time.
I think so, too.
Okay. Thank you very much.
So we're going to send you off with some great vibes, some real energetic stuff around you.
Stuff, you know, stuff. Yeah, energetic stuff. You know, that stuff, you know.
Yeah, use charisma and be who you are.
You got to have charisma. All right. Well, thank you very much. You go.
Yeah, thank you.
You know what they say? Come dancing. It's only natural. That's her song. She likes to dance. All she wants to do is dance. I think that was a Don Henley or Glenn Frey song. But anyway, area code 919.
I was just going to say, I've got a message from my sister.
Hello.
She said it's urgent. I think it's about my mother. So I've got to call.
Hello.
All right, sorry. 919.
Cut it short.
Hello?
Okay.
Sorry, Nyla. We'll be back tomorrow. We apologize. The show has to come to an end in emergency. We apologize to all. We apologize. All right, we'll start off saying our goodnights real quick to the Facebooks. We'll just go with music. Yeah.
Looking for you.